Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Commons. I'm your host, Brian Phillips, back for another conversation about school life and leadership. I'm returning today to one of my favorite books that I return to. Well, I read it at least once a year and have for, goodness, probably the last 10 years. I have mentioned it before on this podcast, and I'm mentioning it again today, and it won't be the last time. That is The Rule of Saint Benedict. There are a few books that I cycle back through. I don't do that with a lot of books, but a few that I cycle back through quite frequently, and this is one of them. I really recommend it for any of you who are part of a school community, particularly in a leadership position. One chapter, this is chapter 41, is entitled The Times for the Brothers' Meals. Now, this does not seem like it would be a very exciting chapter, does it? But let me read just a portion from this chapter. Here, Benedict says, "Indeed, the abbot may decide that they should continue to eat dinner at noon every day if they have work in the fields, or if the summer heat remains extreme. Similarly, he should so regulate and arrange all matters that souls may be saved and the brothers may go about their activities without justifiable grumbling." Now, the chapter begins by talking about the different seasons on the church calendar, and he says, from Holy Easter to Pentecost, the brothers eat at noon and take supper in the evening. And then it changes beginning at Pentecost, and he says, beginning with Pentecost and continuing throughout the summer, the monks fast until mid-afternoon on Wednesday and Friday, unless they're working in the fields or the summer heat is oppressive. So he's laying out very practical guidelines for the abbot in Benedictine monasteries to know how to plan the meals for the monks. And this is an important administrative duty because, of course, you had those who were involved in kitchen duty and cooking and serving and cleaning. And then you had those who were working out in the fields and who were dependent upon those meals, of course. But I want to draw attention to a bigger principle involved in this. Obviously, one principle right off the bat is that Benedict is telling us we should be concerned with the administrative details, the day-in, day-out work that God gives to us, right? Whatever that work is. But here, I want you to note that Benedict is telling the abbot to schedule these meals not just according to a pre-planned calendar, but he says the abbot may decide that they should continue to eat dinner at noon every day if they have work in the fields or the summer heat remains extreme. So note that the abbot is supposed to regulate and administrate at times dependent not on the calendar or what the rule would normally dictate, but on the condition and needs of the monks that serve under him. He says, similarly, he should so regulate and arrange all matters that souls may be saved and the brothers may go about their activities without justifiable grumbling. So here, Benedict says, just as you may need to reorganize the meals because the heat and the labor in the fields might be intense enough to where they need to eat more frequently. They need to eat earlier. They need a break from the heat. They need a break from the work. He says the abbot really ought to arrange all matters that way. Everything in the monastery should be organized with the souls of the brothers in mind. And notice that he also says that the brothers may go about their activities without justifiable grumbling. Now, I don't know if Benedict would have gone to individual monks and said, yes, your grumbling is justified. But he is acknowledging here that you can run a community in a way that can lead to justifiable grumbling, understandable concern, understandable complaint. That's a fascinating idea, and I think it's an important idea. So for you headmasters, co-op leaders, academic deans, homeschooling parents, keep this in mind. There's a couple of things that we need to really take with us as leaders from this. Again, I say this a lot, regardless of context, the principles remain the same, right? Number one, humanize your system, okay? Whatever the system is, whatever we're talking about, whether, yeah, it could be meal times, it could be bedtimes, it could be reading loads, it could be homework amount, it could be lesson plans, your expectations for what you can get through in that day. Could be just overall workload. Humanize the system. Pay attention to the spirit and the mood and the energy of the people that you're leading. If you ever reach a point to where you feel like you're not so much leading, but dragging or pulling people along, you may not be leading anymore. And it might mean that you need to back up and ask yourself, am I expecting too much? Am I doing too much? Have I allowed my plans and my system to dictate without regard for how it's affecting those under me? And second, keep in mind that the way you lead, if you lead too harshly, if you don't humanize your approach to leadership and keep people and their souls in mind, it can lead to justifiable grumbling. Some leaders, I think, have the tendency to respond to any grumbling, any complaint, any questioning by simply telling people that they shouldn't complain and they shouldn't grumble. But Benedict here is acknowledging that sometimes the attitudes of people we lead are a very good indication of the job we're doing. So pay attention. How are my students reacting right now? Why is that? Do they seem exhausted? Do they seem tired? Is everything a drag for them? Is everything a battle? Is everything a fight? Sure, it's possible that it could be issues with them, but that's our excuse a lot of times. And what Benedict is trying to get the abbots to see is that you ought to use those occasions and those observances as an opportunity to examine how you're doing as a leader. So keep these things in mind, and particularly this time of year, as the school years are starting to wind down, if you take the conventional summer breaks and so on, you're starting to wind down. People are getting spring fever. Their hearts and minds are elsewhere. Some of that's normal, but some of it could simply be an opportunity, an indication of how we're doing. So pay attention to these things. Humanize your system and pay attention to the moods and the energy of the people that you're leading. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope it's been helpful. In the meantime, keep it up, and I'll talk to you again soon. I'm your host, Brian Phillips, saying goodbye.